Well, hello there. My name is Alex Cumming, and you are more than welcome to the Folk and Acoustic Show here on WMFO Medford. We have a great show of new and old music and some autumnal themes coming up. There we go, the absolutely incredible sounds of Levent du Nord from their earlier 2019 album Territories. That was Adieu de Village. Well, welcome to the Folk and Acoustic Show. You might be thinking, ah, oh, this strange English man is on a little bit early. Well, Meerkat Mama sadly can't be here today due to it being a holiday yesterday and schedules being all over the place. So I'm coming in an hour early and giving you 2 hours of folky, acoustic-y music goodness. So I hope you enjoy. Now we have lots of great themes. We got a lot of new music. We got new music from the likes of the Tweed Project. We have new music from Rant, an incredible Scottish band. New music from the likes of Jenna Moynihan, and also new music from Show of Hands and more as well. And we've also got a little bit of a loose autumnal theme going on this week as well, just to get us into the beautiful fall. The leaves are starting to turn now and it is looking gorgeous here in New England. But we're going to play something from Scotland, brand new music, actually from across Scotland and England. It's a band called The Tweed Project. And they on Friday will be releasing a brand new EP. And it's I'm very excited by this lineup. I'll tell you about the lineup in just a second. But we're going to play you the opening track to this album, or this new EP, which is released on Friday. It's called Devil Is In The Dust. Absolutely cracking stuff there. That was The Tweed Project with The Devil Is In The Dust from their forthcoming EP, which is coming out this Friday. And I may well play you one more track from that later on in the second hour. Now, The Tweed Project is a really exciting combination of people from England and Scotland. It features the BBC Radio 2 Horizon Award-winning duo Greg Russell and Kieran Algar. It also features incredible piper Ali Levac and 2017 BBC Young Folk Award winners Josie Duncan and Pablo Lafuente, and also incredible percussionist who is all over the place at the moment, playing with all the bands, Evan Carson, and including some of my own albums as well. So there we go. Absolutely great. Check that out. Now, I said we're going to be doing a little bit of a a fall theme, and some of it is loose, some of it is more in with the theme. This is more Halloween, and this is the wonderful Gilmore and Roberts from their 2015 album Conflict Tourism. This is a track called Jack-O-Lantern.
Jack, you rule the day, but you ever pick me for a trick to play. Jack, you've a price to pay, forever in limbo you will stay. Deep dark eyes like bullet holes, and I've come here now for to tell to thee, a stingy Jack getting the better of me. He was a scallywag, a drunk and a thieving swine, but Jack fooled me for the first time in an Irish tavern back long ago, when I come up top to bring him down below. Final wish, for pity's sake, grant to all the sorry souls I take, to honour Jack's was my first mistake, just to call for a round of beers. I morphed into a coin to settle up the cost, and he stuck me in his pocket with a silver cross. Stripped of power, then he had me at a loss, unless I spared him another 10 years. So Jack, you'll know the day that you ever picked me for a trick to play. Jack, you're the price to pay. Years to the day I returned for Jack, coaxed him off wandering a dirt track. I kept my word, Jack, and well you know that I'm up here now to bring it down below. It's fair, he replied, yeah, you've done his vow, given more time than I was allowed. The journey's long and I'm starved and weak, we'd gather fruit from the apple tree. So I climbed maybe 20 odd feet from the ground, fruit, but I couldn't come down, cause Jack had stuck crosses all around the base of the apple tree. That cursed man, he fooled me again, and helpless there I'd surely remain, unless I return to my own domain, forever to leave him be. So Jack, you'll rue the day that you ever picked me for a trick to play. Jack, you're the price to pay, forever in the window you will stay. Sorry I saved for the trouble you've caused, and the promise I made, cause eternity alone in the place you'll dwell, today far worse than hell. Sorry Jack, sorry I saved for the trouble you've caused, and the promise I made, cause eternity alone in the place you'll dwell, today far worse.
Night is on the way. You are not your grieving. For the bravest flower seeds, as the birds are leaving, as the thin glow of summer's dead will turn the leaves to red. May that glow like a lover's breath, still warm as ginger bread. Was
the absolutely brilliant singing and songwriting there of Nancy Kerr, a single that was released a while ago called Gingerbread. And you can see that kind of fits in loosely with the theme of lovely autumnalness, cozy, yummy gingerbread. And before that, you heard the fabulous Gilmore and Roberts with Jack-O-Lantern. Now, one of the lovely things about this this couple of weeks is that my lovely mother and father and my youngest sister are visiting, and they're currently sat behind me as I do this radio show. So actually, literally, I've got my back to them. I can't really see what they're up to. But we might hear from them a little bit later on. You can hear some more English accents. What more do you want in a nice on an autumnal afternoon than listening to four English accents rather than just one? And they've also brought in a track each of which they enjoy. So we'll certainly play some of that later as well. Now, we're going to stick with the autumnal theme for a moment with the next couple of tracks. Now, one of the biggest, most well-known, famous families in English folk music, hugely influential, are the Watersons. Back in the day, they released an absolutely brilliant album called Frost and Fire, A Calendar of Ritual and Magical Songs. And it's just a whole family of singers singing together, and it's multi-generational, and they're just absolutely brilliant. They've had many offshoots as well, including Watson and Carthy and many others. And this is the most relevant to this time of year, obviously. It's called the Harvest Song, We Get Up in the Morn.
We gets up in the morn and we sound the harvest horn. Our master is orders for to mind. First thing we take in hand is the stopper from the can, so each man can drink until the bottom he find. Then each man do take his part and work with hand and heart, while the glorious sun do shine, while the glorious sun do shine. Our master brings the can, he's a jolly hearted man. Come, me lads, and take a drop of the best. And don't you stand and prattle when you hear the wagons rattle, for the sun he is a drawing to the west, for the sun he is a drawing to the west. Here's the farmer's daughter dear, brews us plenty of strong beer, which is enough to cheer up any soul. Each man shall drink and say, heaven bless this happy day, when we crown the harvest with a flowing bowl, when we crown the harvest with a flowing bowl.
absolutely gorgeous stuff. That was the absolutely brilliant New England band Elixir with a track I thought very appropriate for after the Watersons song We Gets Up in the Morn. That was Elixir with Daybreak from their album Rampant. And I thought I'd stick with that kind of early morning theme. This is an album that is new to me. It's not new at all. It came out in 2015, but I only recently discovered it and absolutely love it. This is from the Boston area fiddler Jenna Moynihan. And this is the final track on the album, and it's just glorious, the whole album, but this particularly, and it fits in nicely with the early morning thing, because the first tune in this set of tunes is called Rise Ye Lazy Fellow, and then it's going to be followed with the tunes The Millstream and The Night We Had the Bears. Many questions about that, but there we go. This is the wonderful Jenna Moynihan. The absolutely brilliant Jenna Moynihan there with a track from her 2015 album Woven. All right, my darlings, we'll be back with some more music right after this.
Go ahead, ready?
I'm Forrest Whitaker for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and this is my daughter, True.
Hi.
Life is full of choices, and many years ago, I chose to become a vegetarian, and it's one of the best choices I've ever made. And since True's dad was a vegetarian, she decided to be vegetarian too. You may decide to go vegetarian for better health, for a better environment, or you could be like True and I and just decide you don't want to eat meat anymore.
I love animals and I love being a vegetarian.
I'm Forrest Whitaker.
And I'm True Whitaker.
And we're vegetarians.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Mm-hmm.
was the absolutely brilliant Methera there with another very aptly titled fool-sounding track called Apple Scrumping. And hopefully in the next week we'll be able to go and do some more apple picking. I recently went to a corn maze, which was fun. We also picked some apples there and picked some corn. It was very exciting. Now we're going to introduce you to my littlest sister, Lily. Hello.
Hello.
Now, you have picked a track to play. What have you chosen?
I have chosen Seth Lakeman's Kitty J, partly because I really love it, and also our sister Hannah will also appreciate me playing this.
Now, why do you like Seth Lakeman?
Because, I mean, it's Seth Lakeman. That's all you have to really say.
So Seth Lakeman is an incredible fiddle player, tenor guitar player and singer-songwriter from the southwest of England, where we are all from. And if you've just tuned in, this is the joy that this week brings is that my family are visiting from the UK and they're in the studio, and I've allowed them to have one track each and even speak on air for a short moment. So say hello.
Hello.
That's Lily, my sister. There we go. Now, I haven't gone for the album track of Kitty J, which is what you've chosen from Seth Lakeman, but I found a brilliant live version of Seth performing at Cambridge Folk Festival. And a few years ago, Cambridge Folk Festival celebrated their 50-year anniversary. This is Cambridge in England rather than Cambridge, Massachusetts, or all the other Cambridges that are around the world. And so to celebrate their 50th, they released an album of live recordings from many artists appearing at the festival over the years. And this particular one is just glorious. And Seth Lakeman is the ultimate person to see live, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Absolutely great stuff. Do you want to introduce this? And I'll press play.
This is Kitty J by Seth Lakeman.
Thank you.
there we go. What do you think of that, Lily?
That was a really good version of...
Isn't it really good? It really is a great way to capture his live energy. And one thing I think is amazing about him is that was just him. Just him with a violin and with his foot stamping. And it's amazing how he can also, like, play one thing on the violin and sing something completely different. Can you do it?
No, I could never.
You play a bit of violin though, right?
A little bit.
Yeah. So next time you're over, that's your challenge. Kitty J on the violin in the studio live.
That's never going to happen, is it?
It's a deal. Now, Seth Lakeman is from Devon, and another Devon band, and also superstars in the UK folk scene, and even a little bit over here too. Show of Hands, being from Devon, have just released a brand new album. The album is called Battlefield Dance Floor, and from it, I'm going to play you the track Lost.
Sad reports from coastal stations, no word of my last known location. Call out the boats, send up the flares, let me know someone's there. Dark clouds gather, pressure falling, loved ones, friends and family calling. Headlands swept by harbor lights, and out there, somewhere in the night, I am lost. I am been blown, hold me in love, guide me home, with morning one last
There we go. Show of Hands with a track from their brand new album. That was a track called Lost. Absolutely lovely stuff. Now, I may have played this at the, I think on my very first show here at WMFO Medford. But it is so perfectly timed for this time of year. I have to play it again. And it is utterly epic. Steel Eyes Span earlier this year in June released a brand new album called Established 1969 to celebrate the fact that they were established in 1969 and celebrating a big anniversary. And this is the opening track, and I think it's one of the most epic ways to start an album. Have a listen to this. This is Steel Eyes Span with Harvest.
The name. The name. The name.
So long like a book learned itself to put. with the barley waves before the rout. The leveret darts, fold up a boys in blundering carts. Scorch then in the heat of the sun, the day and hour of the leisure one. Sweet now the small beer goes, the hardwood bottles we all know.
Start of the day, the church bells knell. Unfeared to hear the gleaming bell. We'll toil all day in the last of the hay. We'll scratch our days away.
Beside the hedge the baby sleeps while far the footsore rabble greets. Dogs are left to mind the farm, but Dave's slouch out to steal the grain.
There we go, Steel Eye Span there with Harvest from their new album. Absolutely great stuff there. Now you are listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM and online at www.wmfo.org. And also if you head to the schedule pages and click on your favourite show, you can listen to that show for up to 2 weeks online. Or if you download it, you can keep it forever. What more do you want? You are listening to the Folk and Acoustic Show with myself, Alex Cumming. I'm covering this first hour for the Meerkat Mummers who can't be here this week, but my normal show will start in just 5 minutes. But if you've been tuned in since 3 o'clock, thank you so much for joining me. Now, to a band who are currently just starting out on a nice little tour, a brilliant band called Farson. I'll tell you a little bit more about them and their tour straight after we hear some music from them. This is Smash the Ember.
Thank you.
There we go. The absolutely brilliant Fireson there with Smash the Embers. And they're an absolutely brilliant band. They are sort of combining the Gaelic traditions of Scotland and Cape Breton and featuring some incredible players, including Mary Britton on vocals and doing some step dancing, Elias Alexander on pipes, whistle and vocals, Kate McNally on fiddle, and the legend that is Neil Perlman on piano, accordion and some more step dancing as well. And I mentioned they're on tour. This weekend they're starting at the Celtic Colours Festival in Cape Breton. But then they're coming down to New England and in Kittery, Maine on November the 2nd. And in this greater Boston area, they'll be performing at the Burren Backroom Series in Somerville in Davis Square on November 3rd. So I really recommend you go and check that out. They're just a great combination of musicians, and to see them live is just amazing. And just, you know, what you can't really experience step dance properly unless you go and see it live. So that's Fireson, and you can find out more information about them at farsonband.com.